A committee interviewing applicants for a Northeast Florida judge seat today was halted in the middle of its work by an order from a Tallahassee judge. That's after the same Leon County Circuit judge last week blocked the governor's ability to appoint someone to fill the Nassau County vacancy. The dispute stems from the upcoming retirement of Judge Robert Foster, who's leaving days before his term officially ends, allowing Governor Rick Scott to make an appointment. But Jacksonville attorney David Trotty sued to be able to run for the seat, and the Tallahassee judge agreed the post should be filled by voters during the November election, calling the ability to elect a judge sacred. That didn't stop Governor Scott from having the Judicial Nominating Commission proceed to interview some of the 18 applicants for the job as his administration appeals. Nominating Commission Chairman Pat Kilbane says his group was halfway through interviewing the fifth candidate Monday.
We had some applicants from Clay County, we had some from Nassau, and we had one applicant who lives in Broward County. So we had one applicant come up from Broward County.
But the process was halted indefinitely by a phone call from the governor's office. Tallahassee Judge Charles Dodson had granted an injunction sought by Trotty. Scott's lawyer, though, says he believes he'll be successful on appeal and be able to appoint the judge rather than hold an election. Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.